This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president alongside U.S. President Joe Biden pleaded with U.S. lawmakers Tuesday to approve $61 billion in aid to the country as it continues to fight off a Russian invasion. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Biden vowed his continued support and said he wanted to see Ukraine win and accused Republicans of playing into Moscow's hands by failing to pass the aid package.
This host of a Kremlin-run show said, "Well done, Republicans. That's good for us." That's a Russian speaking. If you're being celebrated by Russian propagandists, it might be time to rethink what you're doing. History will judge harshly those who turn their back on freedom's cause.
Zelensky continued to appeal for stronger air defenses and said his nation would not concede territory. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to demand a humanitarian ceasefire in the Gaza Strip.
10 countries voted no on the ceasefire, including Israel and the U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says Hamas could be strengthened by a break.
So long as Hamas remains driven by its murderous ideology, any ceasefire right now would be temporary at the best and dangerous at worst.
The vote was a sign of support to end the war and of growing isolation of the U.S. and Israel.
We have one singular priority, only one, to save lives.
General Assembly President Dennis Francis says this is the unprecedented collapse of an already crumbling humanitarian system in real time.
In the name of humanity, I ask you all once again, stop this violence.